Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's 4 o'clock in Chicago. I'm sorry, it's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles. It's 6 o'clock in Chicago. Well, I tell you, it's been one of them days today, too. My whole timing is off. And it's 7 p.m. in New York City. Hello, everybody. Mad Dog DeCipio, joined as I am by that ball buster in chief, Amelia, the pit bull chatman. How are you, Amelia?
I had a better day today than I did yesterday, I tell you. Well, I'm somewhat of a better day.
My day was a shitter. Oh man, and it just got worse about an hour ago. I'm gonna have to spend yet again more money for a plumber fixing the same sink that he should have fixed right the first time.
Oh my goodness. It wasn't too good of a day as it was yesterday, but I had a lady call me today. She's
can I tell everybody, because I know it's emotional for you. Mm-hmm. We got to get serious right from the jump. Amelia had a death in the family, and her cousin was murdered. Fortunately, they have the suspects in custody, but they should have never been out to begin with. And Amelia, we'll talk about that tonight, mm-hmm. about how the justice system failed your family. Mm-hmm. And how the justice system fails minorities in general.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I should tell everybody that Amelia and her family are Mexican, mm-hmm. and the justice system hasn't done her any favors. Just as if she were, you know, Black or Hispanic, mm-hmm. or Puerto Rican or anything mm-hmm. like that. There's a different system of justice for white people mm-hmm. and there are for other people. And wait, even in that, there's a different system of justice if you're rich versus if you're poor.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
If you're rich, you could buy yourself some time. You could buy your way out.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
O.J. Simpson. Look about O.J. Simpson, by the way. We're going to talk about O.J. tomorrow night. He's the topic of our show tomorrow night, O.J. Mm-hmm. So let me turn it over to you. If you feel mm-hmm. like talking about it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's
up to you.
It happened a few years ago, you know, his death. But the thing is that it took a while for everybody to get, you know, situated.
Yeah.
The guy that actually owned the gun, he went to jail with the others, but he got out after so many months because he really didn't commit the crime. He just handed the gun to the one.
I'm guessing, and again, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, mm-hmm. but I'm guessing they probably let him out on some sort of a legal technicality.
Pretty much. But then he was free out and everything and going like this to my cousins every time he'd see him, like, come on, you want to jump me?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And of course, my cousins couldn't do anything, not even his brother. And so after a while, he did go back to prison for something else. But at that time, he was married and he served a little bit of time. But unfortunately, San Antonio, Texas jail where he was at serving his time.
Is that where this was in Texas?
Yes.
All right.
It was crowded.
How far from the Mexico border?
From Odessa, Texas to there, I would say it's just a few hours because we're like in the West Texas area.
Okay.
From there. And so but he, of course, where he was in jail, I guess his wife lived in San Antonio, so they were pretty close in that area.
Yeah.
And so they said, well, technicality, our jails are too full, so we're going to have to let him go. And yeah. they didn't even notify my aunt that he was up for parole. They didn't notify any of the family.
You know, I don't know. I have a problem with that. Who's this J-Bo McNeil?
I don't know, but what is this crap? If you don't want to listen, you can go bye-bye.
I want to see what J-Bo McNeil is all about. Who are you, J-Bo? You want to join the conversation? Or you want to sit home and jerk off in your mother's basement? So it's your choice, jack-off. What do you want to do? Mm-hmm. You want to join us in conversation, intelligent conversation about the justice system? Or you want to jerk off on your mommy's brand-new quilt? Okay, I thought so. Go fuck yourself.
So the thing is that even after like a year or so, they appealed. They did an appeal. It's like, you think you're gonna get an appeal? Fuck you. and I can understand the district attorney at the time also wanted us to say, they didn't even thank us for each case. The family.
Do me a favor, Amelia. Mm-hmm. Block this person. Block this person.
Let's see. I don't even know if I can on my end, because I think you're the only one that can block him.
Let's see here. I want to see something.
As I was saying too, that the district attorney at the time was like all upset, saying, well, the family never thanked us after each case. We're waiting for each case to finish because this was so emotional for my aunt, because this is her baby.
Sure.
22 years old. This happened on Father's Day, no less.
Yeah.
And so we told them, you know, I told my aunt, I said, why don't you do me a favor? Let me call the news station and let them know what's going on. And they were like, the district attorney said that. I said, yeah, you can. I said, look at that clip. And they're like, oh, my God, can you have your aunt come on our show live with the picture? I said, absolutely. So my aunt went to the news station. They asked her questions and they said, well, what's going on? And my aunt said, well, we wanted to thank him, but we wanted to wait for all the cases to be over. So that way we could just do it all at once, because this was so emotional, a roller coaster for us. And
sure.
Seeing the pictures in every single case of my cousin's death, postmortem, everything, the gunshots, because they had to clean them, of course, to show the gunshots. Three in the front and four in the back. And so, and my aunt said, I do thank them for everything they did for us. You know, we really appreciate the job that they did. And holding the picture of my cousin right here was so emotional for her during this time. Sure. And so she says every single day.
It has to be. I'm sure it is.
Yes. And she said that every single day she'd rather just be asleep during the day as much as she can, because in her eyes, if she's asleep, he's alive to her. And he would be 40 years old right now if he was still alive, because he died when he was 22 years old. And still the justice system is still not good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
still not good enough for us.
Well, how about the show last night? That was a good show last
night. I loved it. I mean, I think we just laughed so hard last night. You lost control of that show.
For those of you who don't know, we lost control of our show last night. So bad. We did. We lost complete and utter control of the show last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so funny, because I was like, I just could not stop laughing. We were trying to do a serious subject, and I was just laughing so hard, because I think, I don't know who was telling the most jokes or just the funniest faces. I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we just blocked J-Bo McNeil on Facebook and our other platforms. So J-Bo is still here. Whoever the fuck J-Bo is, Leon's here.
Hey.
Don't block me by it. No, Leon, I'm not going to block you, brother. I'm not going to block you. Not at all. You're a good guy. We like
you. Oh, yes, absolutely.
J-Bo McNeil. I'm going to find out who J-Bo McNeil is. Probably sounds like some dickwad.
Probably. From
like Mississippi or somewhere, or Tennessee.
Yeah.
You know, only some dipshit from the South would call themselves J-Bo. Fucking asshole. Loser. Fucking loser. J-Bo.
It was a pretty serious subject yesterday.
J-Bo rhymes with Bobo. Fucking Bobo. Anyway.
Yeah, Billy Jack Haynes.
You know what, J-Bo? Let me tell you something, asshole. You got me in a mood today, okay? I mean, you really got me in a fucking mood. So, your lucky night, baby. Your lucky fucking night.
Yeah, it was a pretty... Anyway. It was a pretty interesting subject. We didn't really get a lot to say about Billy Jack Haynes yesterday because of the murder, of course, that he's been charged with.
I have to disagree with you. We actually got quite a bit of information out about Billy Jack Haynes. We really did, and I think that Lou and Q-Ball added a different layer to the conversation.
My question was that
conversation wasn't for everybody, and I understand that.
Mm-hmm. One thing I was going to ask you that I didn't get a chance to ask you because they had us laughing so much, but I was going to ask you, what was your opinion with his mindset? Do you think Billy Jack Haynes was at the time? Because I was going to ask you that, but I didn't get a
chance
to ask
you. Mindset gone. Mm. Billy Jack has been mentally gone for a good solid 15 years. Mm. Easy 15 years.
Since he retired from wrestling, you think? You think wrestling had him?
I think a couple of things happened. Mm-hmm. Hercules Hernandez died, who was a good friend of his.
Right, yes.
Chris Benoit died. That struck him hard. Because he blamed, again, we got to go where his head is. He blamed conspiracy theories for, Hercules and Chris Benoit. Mm-hmm. And this just shows you where he's at.
Right.
He even said that he was complicit in Chris Benoit's death. Now, we know he wasn't, okay? No. But why would somebody want to interject themselves in that? Like legal mess, because that's a cluster waiting to happen.
Right, right.
You're talking about this is nothing to mess around with here.
No, it's not.
This is serious shit. And getting involved in that, you're opening up some doors, Right.
Yeah, that's a scary thought for someone.
We got another Benoit thing. Here we go. If Benoit, let's just say he didn't die and was somehow proven guilty, he would have had to receive the death penalty due to Georgia state law. You know what? We talked about that before, believe it or not. That's Jet Fan. Jet Fan 95 has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
We like him. We like Jet Fan.
Yeah.
Leon, I met Billy. You know what, Leon? You met everybody, brother, because now I'm going to call you on it. Because every time we do something, I met this person. My father knew that person. My cousin dated this person. I'll tell you what, you're either the luckiest guy in the world, Leon, or you're the biggest fucking liar we ever had on this show. Man, I'm going to tell you what. But we like you, Leon. We're still going to let you hear it because...
Yeah.
But you make me laugh, and I like that. By God.
You needed to laugh. Yeah, and then today, it was kind of like an okay day because it wasn't as busy, but at the same time, I had a patient's daughter call me and said, Amelia, I wanted to tell you, thank you so much for everything you did for my family, especially my dad, because he was brought in so frail, in a wheelchair, and then we got him walking again with his little crutches, those silver crutches. And he's just so wonderful. So great. We're like, look at you. You're just doing so wonderful. He's like,
had a day that was a shitter. Okay.
Oh,
so now that you had a wonderful day,
it doesn't get that good. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going somewhere good with that.
No. And then it sounded
so happy.
No. And then he was like, where are you from? He's talking Spanish to me. He's like, I'm from Texas. A couple of times he's like, hey, Texas, like this. I go, hey, how are you doing? And then he got frail again because we were paying more attention to him than the wife. So at that first, we were saying, oh, how are you doing? Is he okay? To the wife. It made me wonder, And then he gets frail again. So we start paying attention to the wife. And then his daughter calls and says, "We want to thank you so much for everything with my dad. You're always so kind to us. We love you so much. I just want to tell you, thank you. We give you our hugs." He passed away. So it just made me just start crying. And my manager runs in there because she could hear me.
When he passed away today?
He passed away yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, I got you. Okay.
And so my manager's running to me by my desk. "Are you okay? Okay?" I said, "No, it's just."
I was having a good day until until the damn. See, first of all, plumbers are like the mafia. Okay. Yes. Plumbers, they must have their own like underworld. Okay. The plumbers underworld. Because these guys got a fucking racket. Okay. They know how to hold you up.
Oh, yeah.
I paid $364 to get this sink fixed, right? A year ago. Wait a minute. It gets good. Then all of a sudden we started having problem with the sprayer hose. It was leaking. Leaking so much that it filled up a towel in a day.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hold on, it gets good. I decide I'm going to take the sprayer off. I got it. Finally, I got it off. I go look down and I realize, okay, well, the sprayer is not the problem. It's part of the problem, but it's not the whole problem. I'm looking down at this pipe sticking out of the wall, and it's going drip, 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 drip. Oh, you got to be shitting me. It's going boop, boop, little drips, drip, 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 drip. Yep. And now I got to deal with this shit. So tomorrow,
oh dear,
lucky me, you know. Leon, his father was a cop. Well, thank you, Leon. Is your father still with us, or is he passed on? Thank you for your father's service as a police officer.
Yes,
he worked security. I lived my life meeting people too, wrestlers. Oh, well, there you go. Well, see, now, Leon, it makes better sense. Now I don't have to pick on you, you fucker. And we still love you.
Yes, we do.
How can we not love Leon? Yeah, let me tell you something. It broke my heart when I realized that I accidentally blocked him, and I didn't know how to unblock him. I had to I had to climb mountains for this one. I had to figure out how to unblock somebody from YouTube.
Oh, no.
First of all, you need to read the encyclopedia on how to do it because YouTube don't make nothing easy. Okay?
No, they don't.
They don't make nothing easy. If YouTube can make it complicated, by God, they will.
Oh, yes, they will.
Oh, man. Anyway, so tonight we were supposed to have a couple of podcasters on the show called The Angry Geeks. Well, The Angry Geeks may indeed be angry, but I will tell you that you have a mad dog and a pissed off pit bull, okay? Because this is the third time in 2 weeks that a guest has stood us up to the point where I'm no longer going to invite podcasters onto my show because I'm the only podcaster in America who fucking counts for anything. Number one. Number two, they're all amateurs next to me. Stephen Plym called me the Johnny Carson of podcasts. Okay. You don't get any better than Stephen M. Plym. The M stands for money. Okay.
And you have it in writing.
And I have it in writing, too, by God. Yes, I fucking do, too. And I have his permission to use it. And on top of that, were that not enough? The manager to the stars, Rick Sapphire, has dubbed me the next big thing, okay? So everybody can say what they want about their show. Here's what we got to say, okay? Because our show's better there. Suck on that for a while. Yeah.
Anybody that's listening that can't see what he did, can you know what that sound was?
And bite that Tootsie Pop, all right? There you go. So what have you been up to today, Megan?
No, it was just like that. And then I was thinking to myself, okay, I had a day like that, but I was, it was a bittersweet because I got thanked by the family, but then of course he died. And then my cousin's birthday is tomorrow, the one that was killed, and he would have been 40 years old. Sadly, he had
Can
no
chance. Can I ask you a question at the risk of sounding racist? And I don't mean to sound racist.
Go ahead.
Because I've been accused of being a racist and a bigot.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you the joke that Lou told me, so that's going to be more racist than anything.
Oh, well, hold on. That was last night. Well,
that I'll tell you in private.
I think we're going to let that one stand.
I'll tell you in private.
Oh, I already know. Trust me. I already know. Trip, boy. That he's a trip, man. Lou Marconi, God bless him. God bless us for putting up. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, so what we were talking about was guests and people standing up. Here's what we're going to do. It's real simple. We are going to do what we do, which is converse with each other, talk about what's happening in the world and the news and sports, entertainment, wrestling, professional wrestling. By the way, did you hear the big news?
No.
WWE is dropping the sports entertainment. They're going back to professional wrestling. Are you ready for that shit? The Triple H era has begun for real.
Yes. Thank you, Triple H.
I'm sure Leon's got something to say about that, by God.
Thank you. Finally.
And do you know how much they paid The Rock for his WrestleMania weekend? You're going to shit when I tell you.
What, $3 something million? I hope not.
You better add another digit to that.
$3 billion?
No. They paid The Rock in excess of $10 million.
Why?
In cash and stock. Why? Because The Rock brought major eyeballs to WrestleMania. Don't forget, he's the biggest movie star in the world right now.
People that love to hate him went to go watch him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Roddy Piper. The late Roddy Piper, when WrestleMania 1 was happening, Roddy Piper said something very interesting. They said, did people go to WrestleMania to see Hulk Hogan beat up Roddy Piper? Or did they go to WrestleMania to see Roddy Piper? Interesting question, the way he worded it. Did they go to see Hulk Hogan beat up Roddy Piper, or did they go to see Roddy Piper? The answer is simple. Yes, on both counts. They went to see Roddy Piper, and they went to see Hulk Hogan beat up Roddy Piper.
Right. Well, just like whenever Hulk Hogan was against Andre the Giant, they went to go see if Hulk Hogan could flip,
slam Andre. Yeah, sure.
But
that's another thing that we could talk about because Andre had been slammed 5 or 6 times already by that point. Harley Race picked him up. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Harley Race. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Harley Race picked up Andre. Blackjack Mulligan picked up Andre. Barry Windham's father. Okay? That's another Texas boy. Both Texas boys, actually.
Yes.
Let's see who else picked. The bodybuilder. I just had a brain fart, folks. Oh, superstar Billy Graham picked them up. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But people forget that. Hulk Hogan slammed Andre. Well, guess what? Mm-hmm. So did a half a dozen other guys.
I think it's because they were friends. I guess at one time they were together, they were friends, and then all of a sudden they played the heel and, like that card and stuff like that. That's probably why. To bring the fans in.
Yeah, Leon, we're with you on that one. Mm-hmm. They made a statement of it. They made a point to say something. And I think it's incredible that they actually made a point to say no more sports entertainment. Mm-mm. It's professional wrestling. And the opening shot was fired by Paul Heyman at the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony on Friday night before WrestleMania, when he said, you know, he started talking about sports enter, and then he stopped. He said, sports enter. He goes, fuck it. Professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And the place went crazy, including Triple H and Stephanie going like this. Okay?
Yes.
Now, when the boss is doing this, you know you did something right.
Yeah, and I heard she's coming back, too, back into the office and everything like that.
Stephanie is coming back, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, she got a taste of WrestleMania, and she's
And I'm like, yeah. She's coming back, yeah. And I think
she's all in.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie's all in. So, let's see. Leon, I want to ask Leon a question. Leon, let me ask you a question. Serious question. What got you interested initially in pro wrestling? What was it about wrestling that said, you know, I have to watch this train wreck? You know, I'm curious. I think everybody listening, they know. Mm-hmm. We talk about Leon all the time on this mm-hmm. show. Because, you know, he's one of our buds, you know. Yes. Leon's one of our buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a loyal viewer, and he's here every show, and God bless him for putting up with Amelia all that time. What are you laughing at? Absolutely. Hey, look, I'm a pleasure to put up with, okay? Leon comes here to hang out with me. Okay? Everybody knows that. So... let's just get that shit straight there, sister. But Leon, yeah, I'm curious. What do you make of it? What do you make of it? So while Leon is thinking about that, contemplating my question, what we're going to talk about tomorrow night while we got everybody here is we're going to talk about O.J. Simpson tomorrow night. O.J. Simpson passed away from prostate cancer. And by God, we have to talk about him because O.J. has had a hell of a career in life. He's mm-hmm. had some breaks, bad breaks. Most of them he did by himself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
O.J. caused his own problems.
Yeah.
And then we just got to call it like it is.
Yeah, but... you know? I'm
going to say we got to call a spade, but then somebody's going to say, oh, you're a racist.
Well, I'm like with Ron Goldman.
I mean, at this point, I've been called everything under the sun, okay? Yeah. So you're going to call me a racist? Ask me if I give a shit, okay?
I've been called names too, so hey, I'm with you.
My
but you know what?
Already thinks I'm a bigot, but I'm a loving bigot, okay?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm just going to be with Ron Goldman's dad and say, hey, no big loss. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I said it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He did go. While I was a kid, I enjoyed the action. You know what, Leon, I got to tell you, that's what it was for me. I thought, first time I saw wrestling, I'm a little older. I go back a little bit. First time I saw wrestling with people like, oh, my God. People like Gorilla Monsoon, Bruno Sammartino, the Valiant Brothers, the Sicilians, Captain Lou Albano and Tony Altomore, Killer Kowalski, Haystacks Calhoun, The Mummy. Believe it or not, there was a wrestler called The Mummy.
I remember him. Yes.
Can't make this shit up, folks. I'm not even shitting you.
I remember him. He went to Southwest Championship Wrestling for a little bit.
Yeah, he sure the hell did. Yeah. You know who the Mummy was?
No, I never found out.
I'll tell you who he was. Iceman King Parsons.
Really?
Iceman Parsons was, yep. Iceman Parsons was the Mummy. Hmm. He sure the hell was. You know why? Hmm. Because Jerry Lawler didn't know And the people in Texas and Tennessee didn't know if they would accept a black wrestler.
Oh.
In that, if you got to remember, this is the segregated South we're talking about.
Right, exactly.
You know? And, you know, it was tough, man.
Oh,
being,
yeah.
Being black. And I can't even imagine. I'll just tell you straight up. I can't even imagine being black in the 60s and 70s because it was brutal for them. I know what it was like being Italian, and I got news for you. I didn't have it easy either.
Imagine being Mexican during that time too, Zoe.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're talking about, yeah, we're talking about something that's important, but yet that often gets overlooked is the, you know, wrestlers of color.
Yeah,
we did our first. I'm trying to remember, Amelia,
Sweet
when we did
Georgia Brown.
Yeah, Georgia Brown, Sweet Georgia Brown. We did our first tribute. I believe it was last year. We did a tribute to African American History Month in wrestling.
Yeah. It was it. Yeah, I remember which one you're talking about. I just can't remember when it was last year. But we did to all
African American. It was in February of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Because Nikita was here. Nikita Brezhnev.
Yes.
Was here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was you, me, and Nikita.
Yes, we talked about the book that he had written and all the wrestlers that he had managed. And we talked about how Lou Albano hated, I think it was, being pranked on. That was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Albano was a character.
Yep.
Captain Lou was a trip. He really was.
Yep.
Captain Lou. Let me see what else we got going. Mel, let's...
Yeah,
let's talk about. I want to give everybody kind of a little bit of a heads up as to what's going on here. We were going to, and I want to apologize in advance.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do a show, a social justice show. A young lady in Georgia, actually, two young women in Georgia. Heather Turner and Natalie Jones were two women in Georgia from the same area. And I mean, almost identical situations, almost identical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Natalie Jones's case has been officially closed, but there are people trying to reopen it. It'll never be reopened. Okay. Just forget about it. It'll never be reopened. Once they seal the case, it's sealed and it's never going to be real.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and that's just the way that is. The other thing is, and it's important, we were going to do a show called Justice for Heather. Okay. Now, let me be very, very clear about something, and I want to, and I'm not putting anybody down, but the people involved in this Facebook group, Justice for Heather, they are not, and I repeat, they are not professional investigators. They are not professional police officers. They are not associated with the criminal justice system in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. They are not police officers. They are people on Facebook who put a group together. I applaud them for doing that. Trying to get attention for this young woman named Heather Turner. But lo and behold, there are five groups on Facebook called Justice for Heather. Some of them asking for money. Okay, so you see where I'm going with this, folks. Okay. I don't know who to trust on this, so I'm not trusting anybody. Therefore, I have ordered Amelia to cancel all the shows regarding the social justice warriors, Justice for Natalie and Justice for Heather. Okay. I hated to do that. It really pains me to do that, but I have to tell you something. I'm not going to sit back idly while people try to fleece a grieving family out of their money, okay? Now, I will tell everyone in the interest of full disclosure, because we, Amelia and I, keep everything above board here, okay? Part of the problem came from the producer of the show, okay? Part of the problem came from the producer of this show. Part of the other biggest problem came from the guest who said that they didn't want to come on. Well, if you don't want to come on, just tell me and you don't have to come on. But don't have me begging and pleading with you, making all kinds of deals with you, only to find out that you don't want to come on anyway. I don't need you. You need me much more than I need you. Trust me. Believe me when I tell you. All right? Understand that. You're not doing anybody, including Heather Turner's family, any favors. Believe me when I tell you this. Okay? Now, Amelia has made amends. Amelia has apologized. And I will tell everyone on the air, I accept Amelia's apology. She fucked up and then she made up for it. There you go. That's simple. That's as simple as we get around here. This is what we do. This is what I want my guests to do with me. Talk to me. Okay? Amelia has the cojones. She got the pit balls to... you like the way I did that? You got the pit balls. She's got the pit balls to talk. Well, that's okay. Let's have a conversation then. It's that simple. It's that simple. And if you don't have the gonads to have a conversation with me, then you don't have the gonads to be on my show. Because I'm a little rough around the edges, but that's what people like about me. I'm not polished, you know? Leon, they have had mummies in or out of promotions too. Smoky Mountain had Prince Caro. Oh, yeah, remember? Was that James Mitchell that was his manager? Or was James Mitchell the character that played Prince Caro? I think that was James Mitchell. Please tell me if I'm right or wrong, because I seem to remember that connection here. But, and now, Amelia, I hope you don't mind me saying that.
No, I don't mind.
I appreciate that. Because I remember. One of the things I pride myself on is that this show doesn't lie to our audience. Mm-hmm. We never have and we never will. Like, listen, everybody and his brother has a podcast. Okay? Mm-hmm. Everybody and his brother has a podcast. All right? You got anybody you can listen to. If you're here, and thankfully you are, if you're here listening to this, you're here because you want to be. Nobody's got a gun to your head, so you got to go listen to, you know, What's the Buzz tonight? Mm-hmm. You know? Or Wrestling with the Future. You know?
Yes.
Oh, I was right. Leon says, yes, I was right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was James Mitchell. I met James once. Interesting guy. He's a real-life Satanist, by the way. He's a devil worshiper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he is for real. He's a real-life devil worshiper. Honest to God, you can't.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, for real. Yep. Let's see here.
Well, he lives in Tennessee. He's in the wrong place.
What happened? Is
that here? I said if he lives in Tennessee, he's in the wrong place. The Bible Belt.
he was in the Bible Belt. Yes, oh dear. Mountain. He sure the hell was. Oh. Too. Yep, smack in the heart of Tennessee.
Absolutely. Oh no.
Yes, ma'am. He sure the hell was.
Oh my gosh.
He's in Florida now. Actually, he's not. Oh dear.
And here's the worst part, because over here, there's like so many different Wiccan shops. You can just
he lives right outside of Wesley Chapel.
Oh, dear. He's
like 5 minutes from you. You could go visit him if you want.
No, thank you. I talked to Pastor Steve. I'm good.
Exactly right.
I changed.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Let's see. Oh, the other thing I wanted to bring to everybody. That's one thing I wanted to get that off my chest. So that's done. That's one thing out of the way. The other thing, that, and I have been asked to do this by a couple of people. We are going to, yet again, folks, we're going to do it one more time on both counts. I can't even believe I'm saying this. You asked for it, you got it. And I mean, they asked for it, and I'm going to give it to them. We're going to do one more final, and I promise it's the last one. One more Jeffrey Epstein show. And I'm yes, laughing. get ready, because it's coming.
I'm laughing.
You know, because you're laughing because you know what's coming next. Who do you think's coming next?
No, I'm laughing because you said that two shows ago. It was so funny.
I know. We said that two shows ago, but I got to give the people what they want.
Yes, absolutely. We
people
do.
Ask for this stuff.
Yeah.
There's right now on YouTube, there's an ongoing war between, I'll tell you who they are in just a minute. It's funny. It's the Sinister Minister. That's it. Oh, my God. Leon, thank you. I was trying to remember what they called him. He was called the Sinister Minister.
Wow.
And that is a brilliant, brilliant gimmick. Mm. That's probably the most brilliant gimmick ever. It really, really is. But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff going on our YouTube channel. There are people actually fighting with each other over the Chris Benoit thing.
I saw that there's more Chris Benoit stuff coming up.
You can't make this up.
No.
I'll tell you who's fighting here. You're going to love this one. The guy's name is Suplex Showtime.
Oh, my God.
He's fighting. Suplex Showtime is fighting with Lawrence Anthony. Oh, and they're fighting over the police, you want to call it, the investigation, the police investigation, the photographs.
Yes.
They're fighting over the photographs that we showed.
Oh, my God.
They're fighting over the pictures that we showed on our show.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said to both of these guys, I said, dude, look, here's the deal. It's real simple. I just put the evidence out there. I'm not a judge. I'm not a cop. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not involved in the case. You asked me to do a show. I did the show you asked me to do.
Okay.
I put everything out there. You do whatever you want with it. I don't give a shit.
Right.
I'm not invested in Chris Benoit. I didn't have anything to do with the man's death.
No.
I didn't have anything to do with his life.
We're just reporting what we were given.
I didn't hurt his wife or his child. No. I didn't break into his home. I didn't kill him. I didn't kill his kids or his beautiful wife. I didn't do any of that. All I did, folks. Mm-hmm. So stop ragging on me because I didn't do shit. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do I need to get all pitbull on somebody?
if you guys want to have the conversation, go ahead. Argue the point all day long, but just understand something. At no time did Amelia and I ever take a position. We present the information. We're a show.
Yeah.
We put it out there. You dissect it however you want to.
Right.
Do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, don't make me get all pitbull on you because I will. I've done it already once. Yeah, and I'll do it again.
You need to go pitbull on some of these people.
Yeah, I'll do it again, and I'm not afraid to. So if you want to, come at me. Come on.
Who else is in here besides the Jet fan and J-Bo McNeil? It's funny. Fucking J-Bo. J-Bo's home whacking off in his mommy's basement to his his 40-year-old Playboy magazine or whatever the fuck it's called. They still make that Playboy magazine?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
I know Hugh Hefner died.
Yeah, he did.
I wonder if they stopped production after Playboy. I know they probably... You know what?
I think his daughter took over after...
You're right. She did. Her name was Christy Hefner.
Yes.
It just hit me when you said his daughter, Christine Hefner. Yep. She's the CEO of Playboy International.
Yeah, and I remember reading that somewhere for some reason. I don't know why that stuck with me, but I remember all of that.
Was it something I said?
No.
But I remember that. We're going to do, we have a couple of interesting shows coming up. I think Amelia and I, what's that? Somebody here?
Somebody, yeah, said something.
Oh, Jet fan. Would you guys ever look into Bill? Yeah. Bill Gates is a walking 6'2" piece of shit, boy. I'll tell you what. Oh, I didn't know they could hire, you know, I can know. What was I going to say? I didn't know they could pile shit that high. That's what I was trying to get at.
That off tongue twisted there. And he sucks.
He was a friend of Epstein, and I did not trust that guy. And I don't either. He's a scumbag. Oh. And how the mainstream media portrayed. Well, Jet fan. I want you to try this one on for size. Check this out. You ready? Can't make this up. A very credible source has leaked information that Jeffrey Epstein is alive and well in the witness protection program. Yep, I can't make it up. Can't make it up. We have already proven that the body that they took out of the jail that day is very suspect indeed, and that's an understatement. Why would they show you the body first and then all of a sudden transport it in secret if you already supposedly know what he looks like?
Right.
Well, here's why. Here's why you would do that. Because the person that they pulled out of there wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. And if you hold the picture sideways, you can see it wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. And so do we. Mm-hmm. Jet fan, we absolutely believe, and not only do we believe it, I'm convinced that I can prove it. How you like them apples there, bud?
Mm-hmm.
I believe I can prove it.
Yep. Yep.
We are going to go down the Epstein rabbit hole, my brother, like never ever before. By the
another way, one.
If you guys enjoy what you're seeing, what you're watching, we have a plethora of private videos that only our members get to see. You can join our YouTube channel for only $2.99 a month. Now, I want you to think about something. You can't buy a loaf of bread for $2.99.
No.
Okay? I checked out, and I'm not even lying when I tell you this. I checked out the top five paying YouTube channels. They're getting $19.95 a month.
God.
A month. You hear what I'm saying? $20 a month. Okay? And more. It's $20 a month for the YouTube. Then you got to spend another $17.95 on their Patreon channel. Because they're not going to show you everything on YouTube. They want you to go pay to see more stuff. Not on our channel. Mm-hmm. One price gets you everything. You'll get membership bonuses. You'll get badges. You'll get stars. You'll earn points. You'll get to see interviews we've done that nobody else gets to see. You'll get to have private first-run chats with people. Mm-hmm. Private one-on-one chats with people. Okay? For $2.99 a month, come on. Don't make me beg you guys, okay?
Right.
Look at the bottom of your screen. There's a scroll that's been running this entire show. Email us at whatsthebuzzpodcast@gmail.com. If you've got show ideas, suggestions, you want to see something, you want us to do something, jump on it. It's whatsthebuzzpodcast@gmail.com. Check it out right now. Our YouTube channel for $2.99 a month. Mm-hmm. That's youtube.com/@whatsthebuzzpodcast. It's that simple, folks. It's that simple. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/whatsthebuzzradio. And if you want, you can get a hold of Amelia, and you can talk dirty to her if you want at aachap70@gmail.com. You can send her, you know, if you got dick pics, you can send her dick pics if you want. I'm kidding. Don't do any of that.
Say, Angelo, look what these are just for you.
I'm going to have to call Joseph and Jeff and say, be on the lookout there, boys. Those are my guys. Are you shitting me? I got to protect my boys.
Yeah, he's going to be all like, okay, I'm going to forward something.
Your husband probably thinks I'm a fucking lunatic, right? Well, he already knows I'm a lunatic anyway. And your son probably just rolls his eyes at this point. Poor Joseph. Anyway, so since we already have a kind of a list of what people want, let me ask you, Mel. I'm going to put you on a spot. What would you like to see us do?
I think we did a long time ago is serial killers. I like to go back into do.
You know what? Somebody suggested that.
Yes.
Somebody suggested, I forget who it was, somebody we had on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, man, who the hell was it?
I'm
trying to remember who the fuck was it.
I think we had her, she's not on tonight, but I know we usually have Moonchild, I think it was. Suggested.
You know what? It might have been.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Moonchild because she really enjoyed that one.
Yes.
Remember when we had the doctor on with us?
Yes.
Dr. Anthony Tobiah? I think I'm going to reach out to Dr. Anthony Tobiah. This guy is brilliant. He's a psychiatrist that gets into the mind of the serial killer.
Yes.
He had the other doctor with him.
Yes, and she was teaching a class.
Pretty young doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like, what was it? She's still in med school, right?
She was actually about to graduate, I believe.
You're right. She was about to graduate med school, mm-hmm. and Dr. Tobiah was tutoring her on her final stuff that she's got for her, like exams and
getting her final grade.
Mm-hmm. And this our show. Listen to this one. Mm-hmm. You think we're a joke? Guess what? Our show was part of her grade.
Was her part of her final grade? Yes, to graduate. Well,
okay, this is serious shit, folks. Our show, What's the Buzz Popcast, was part of the final grade of a doctor in training. Amelia, tell me if I'm bullshitting, please.
No, that was the truth because he even said that to us as well.
It's on the show, on the record. You can see it. We are going to do, we got so many serial killers. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of somebody named Pol Pot?
No, I have not.
Guess what? Pol Pot was a serial killer from Vietnam.
What? That long
His
ago?
His name was Pol Pot. He was a leader. He was a political leader, but he was a lunatic.
Hmm.
This guy made Attila the Hun look like a Boy Scout.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Crazy people. He made Hitler look good. Okay. Screwy. Mm. Well, let's talk about that for a second. Let me ask you a question. Would you consider Hitler a serial killer?
Oh, of course. Yeah, because of what he did to the Jews.
There are people who say no.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say yes.
I can't for the life of me figure that one out.
Well, I would say yes because of the concentration camps and the way he starved them, the way he made them work. And
thank you. If someone said to me, hey, Mad Dog, let me ask you a question, Mad Dog. Is Adolf Hitler a serial killer? You bet your fucking ass he is.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. He killed people randomly for the fuck of it.
Yeah. Tell them.
Just because they might. And here's the funny part. You ready for this? Hitler was half Jewish. He was German and Jew. But he hated his father was German. His mother was Jewish. He hated his mother. And because he hated his mother, 6 million Jews died.
Why didn't
this
he?
This is what I want to make this as simple as I can for people, Jewish and non-Jew listening. Here's how simple this is. Hitler hated his mother so badly because she was Jewish that he killed 6 million Jews.
Then why didn't his army turn against him and kill him?
Well, Hitler, my dear, mm-hmm. escaped Germany. Hitler lived probably until the 1960s. People don't know that either. We're going to rewrite history. We're going to rewrite the truth about history. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to do something here.
I think we need to keep history alive, too, because of all these stupid assholes in the government trying to take it away from us.
You're making my point for me, dear. Mm-hmm. You're making my point. Yeah. Anyway, so what else is going
on? I mean, that's ridiculous as far as, like, you know, history and everything like that. And, you know, we ought to do more shows about history so we could keep the people informed again, because a lot of the history that they don't even know about, like our statues being taken away or whether they're being replaced with the statues these days, and right. And I think that we should bring prayer in school again, or if they're going to bring that other yucky prayer in school, then yeah. God's prayer should be brought in school as well, so that way,
you know, that's something that's been debated a long time, William. Mm-hmm. That's been debated a long time, saying prayers in public schools. Well, here's the problem with that. They say prayers in private schools, and people who send their children to private Catholic schools, right. they pay a lot of money for that, right?
They do.
Okay. Well, why should the people who go to public school for free get the same basic benefit as the Catholic schools or private school?
Right. Or they can just say, you know, well, if you want to, you can. If you don't have to, you don't want to, you know, things like
that. Yep.
But the thing is that our kids shouldn't be forced to say anything for Satan if they shouldn't, you know, that's wrong.
There you go. That's it. You said it right there. Mm-hmm. Leon, you're absolutely right. He was in Argentina. In particular, Leon, he was in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Mm-hmm. That's where Hitler lived and died, in Buenos Aires, Argentina. So did the doctor of death, Joseph Mengele. Rudolf Hess, on the other hand, never left Germany. He never left Germany. He died at 94 years of age, Rudolf Hess. Died in Germany at 94. He should have never lived that long.
No.
The fucking shit that these guys did to people in humanity. Listen, you can call me anything you want to call me, folks. You can call me a contradiction. Yeah, I probably am. You can call me a racist. Yeah, I probably am. You can call me a bigot. Yeah. Okay. But one thing you'll never, ever call me is unfair. I'm not unfair.
Right.
I got enough to go around for everybody. Okay? So, listen, here's what we're going to do, Mel. We are going to get the hell out of here.
Right.
I want to tell everybody, join us tomorrow. We are going to explore the life of O.J. Simpson. Here you go. Hitler.
Mm.
You know what? Leon, I want to do this Hitler show. Rumor it was Hitler was 90. He sure the hell was. He was somewhere around, they say, between 88 and 92 years old. I think what we're going to do, I'm sorry, I digress. We are going to, we're going to say goodnight to everybody. And tomorrow we are going to talk about the interesting life and career and sad life and career of the late O.J. Simpson, who passed away just a couple days ago from what is reported as prostate cancer. So listen, on behalf of Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman, who's turned over a new leaf as an angry pitbull.
That's right.
But you can look at that face. Does she look like an angry pit bull? And me, the man.
Right now, I'm happy, but don't piss me off.
Don't piss her off, folks. Because she's like really bipolar. She'll switch on a dime. Trust me, I noticed. I do a show with her 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to get the hell out of here. For Amelia Pitbull Chapman, I'm the Mad Dog, Angelo DeCibio. Join me tomorrow night for What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast. Good night, folks. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.